This is a Kingdom Podcast.
Don't miss God's call. If you're someone who finds yourself waking up between 2 and 5 a.m., this is not a coincidence, and I believe it shouldn't be ignored. This is a divine moment, a time when God is calling you to listen, reflect, and act. Now, don't be quick to dismiss these wake-up calls as mere sleep interruptions. In fact, it is between these early morning hours, in the stillness of these early morning hours, that God speaks to you most clearly, away from distractions of the world. If you continue to listen to this podcast, I will show you what to do during these sacred hours to align yourself with God's voice and purpose. Together, let's uncover what God may be trying to revelate to you. When you wake up during these hours, it's probably inconvenient for you. But in the spiritual realm, nothing just happens. These early hours of the morning carry a significant meaning in Scripture. It's often the time God uses to awake your spirit for deeper communion and revelation. It's a window of divine opportunity, a time where the spiritual atmosphere is still and the distractions of the day haven't begun to crowd out the voice of God. In Exodus, the 14th chapter, verse number 24, it was during the watch of the night that the Lord looked down and began to work his miracles for his people. If God is calling you awake in these hours, it's time to act. Don't just roll over and try to go back to sleep. He may be prompting you for your greater. The Bible reveals to us that in the early morning hours, Jesus himself sought out solitude to pray. Mark, the first chapter, verse number 25 says, "Very early in the morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up and left the house and went out to a solitary place to pray." Jesus understood the importance of this divine quiet time, free from distractions, where his spirit could commune with the Father uninterrupted. Now, this pattern is not just for Jesus. It's a model for us. When he awakes you between 2 and 5 a.m., it's likely that God is inviting you to a similar encounter. What you do in those moments when your eyes suddenly open is vital. What's your immediate reaction? Most people just check the time and try to go back to sleep. It's in those moments when we must train ourselves to understand that God's calling us to be alert, to rise, and to be engaged with him. A time where you can truly unlock spiritual wisdom, receive divine direction, and align yourself with God's perfect will for your life. In these same hours, our spirits are most receptive to the supernatural. And if you're willing to press in, God will reveal things to you that the busyness of the day might otherwise drown out. Think about Samuel, who was called in the middle of the night by God. 1 Samuel 3, verses 3 through 10, the young boy Samuel heard his name being called repeatedly. Now, on the third time, he realized it was the voice of the Lord. Eli had told him to say, "Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening." Now, in the same way, when we are awakened between 2 and 5 a.m., we must attune our ears to the voice of God, recognizing he's trying to get our attention. We should approach these moments with the attitude of Samuel, ready to listen and respond to whatever God has to say to us. So when the Spirit wakes you during these early hours, the first thing you should do is pray. Don't just pray a casual prayer trying to go back to sleep. This is time for deep, intentional prayer. You need to engage with God as if he has called a special meeting, and indeed he has with you. Thank him for waking you and ask him for guidance. Pray with expectation that he has something specific to say to you in these moments. Philippians 4 and 6 reminds us to make our requests known to God through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, approaching him with a heart of gratitude, recognizing that being awake during these early hours is a privilege and an invitation into deeper fellowship. As you pray, listen carefully. Don't be eager to speak, but be silent before God, waiting for his voice to penetrate your thoughts and spirit Remember, it's not about rushing through a prayer list, but allow God the space to communicate his will for your life to you. The Bible says in Psalms 46 and 10, be still and know that I am God. That's another reminder that sometimes the most powerful prayer you can offer is simply being quiet before the Lord, allowing him to impress his thoughts upon your heart. In addition to prayer, this is the perfect time for worship, honor and homage, respect. This invites the presence of God into where you are in a way like nothing else. No instruments or music is necessary to worship God. Sometimes the best worship is a quiet acknowledgement of his greatness and goodness. Romans 12 and 1 tells us to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, which is our true and proper worship. In these early hours of the morning, offer yourself to him fully. Lift your hands and surrender, even in the privacy of your own home. Declare his greatness and goodness and allow your spirit to ascend into worship. God responds to worship, and it's during these moments that his presence can become most tangible. Another thing you must do in the sacred time is open the Word of God. The Bible is not just a book of history or stories. It's the living, breathing Word of God. Hebrews 4 and 12 tells us that the Word of God is alive and is sharper than any two-edged sword. When you are awakened, it is important to recognize this is a moment to feed your spirit with the Word. Allow God's truth to penetrate your heart, reading or meditating on a particular verse, and then let it speak to you in ways that go beyond your intellectual understanding. It will refresh your soul and give you the direction you need for the challenges of the day ahead. Waking in the early hours can be a time for spiritual warfare. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 6 and 12 that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. When you find yourself being awakened during these hours, it can be a call to intercede and engage in spiritual battle. Not just for you, but for someone else. The enemy operates in darkness, but as children of the light, we have the authority to push back the forces of evil. Use this time to pray against any spiritual attack that may be coming against you, your family, your community, even your church in Jesus' name. Stand firm in the authority of Jesus' name, declaring victory in his name. Sometimes during these times, it can signify God is preparing you to have something revealed to you like you never knew before. A new direction, a new opportunity, a new understanding of his will for your life. Be open to receive divine downloads during this time. Keep a journal, if you will. As you pray and listen, write down whatever God gives you by his spirit and comes to your heart. Maybe it's a scripture, maybe it's a thought, or maybe it's a vision that God has given you for your future. Revelation 29 and 18 says, where there's no vision, people perish. God could be using these hours to give you vision and insight for your life. So don't take these moments lightly. These hours can be a particular significance in the spiritual realm because it is a time when our human defenses are at their lowest and the veil between the physical and the spiritual worlds is thin. This is not merely a time for waking up and going back to sleep, but a time when heaven is calling you and trying to get your attention. God can use these moments to bypass the busyness and noise in your day to speak to your spirit in a way that is clear and profound. It's important to realize that God often speaks and whispers during these times. In 1 Kings 12, Elijah stood on the mountain waiting for the Lord. He found that God wasn't in the wind, wasn't in the earthquake, or in the fire, but was in a gentle whisper. or gentle voice. If you're expecting God to speak loud in a dramatic way during these early morning hours, you may miss him. Instead, lean into the quietness, if you will. Set aside the thoughts of what you need to do later on and listen for that still, small voice. God speaks in ways that calms our spirit and provides clarity. But you also must be spiritually ready. In these early morning times, it should be a signal to put on the whole armor of God. Ephesians 6, 10 through 18 says, it gives us a powerful image of wearing spiritual armor, ready for whatever comes when you rise in these times. Put on the whole armor of God by putting on the helmet of salvation to guard your mind, the breastplate of righteousness to protect your heart, the shield of faith to defend against the attacks of the enemy, a sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, the shoes of peace that stand firm in your calling. You are preparing not just to start your day, but to confront the forces of darkness that will try to derail and deny you your destiny and purpose. You must take these times seriously as you are aligning yourself for a spiritual breakthrough. During these hours, the spirit world is active, both in the kingdom of God and in the enemy's camp. You might sense unusual distractions, unusual resistance, or you may have a disturbing dream. This is often because he knows that God is preparing to give you a revelation on something significant for you. Don't be discouraged or fearful. If you feel spiritual tension, it's a signal to push through with prayer. James 4 and 7 tells us to submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. By waking up and actively engaging in prayer and worship and reading God's word, you are resisting the plans of the enemy. The enemy can't stand against a believer who's alert and equipped to fight because you are spiritually awake. In moments of struggle, remember the example of Jacob in Genesis 32 verses 24 through 30. Jacob wrestled God through the night until the break of dawn. He refused to let go until he received his blessing. There will be times when God calls you and you have to wrestle in prayer between 2 and 5 a.m. You may be tired and your body could be tired, but you got to resist it. Just like Jacob, you must be persistent. There is something powerful about not letting go of God until you receive what he has for you. Your blessing, your breakthrough could very well be waiting for you in the early morning hours. Press into him. Don't give up. God is faithful to reward those who seek him diligently. These hours are also a time for intercession and repentance. Psalms 139 verses 23 and 24 says, search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive ways in me and lead me in a way everlasting. Being awakened in these hours is often because God is inviting you to search your heart. Ask him to reveal anything in your life that is hindering your relationship with him. This is a time for cleansing, for laying your busyness and mistakes and sins at his feet and asking him for forgiveness of all. The Bible tells us his mercies are new every morning. Lamentations, the third chapter, verses 22 and 23. This is your opportunity to experience the fresh grace of God before the world begins to wake up. Repentance isn't just about asking for forgiveness. It's about realigning yourself with God's will. As you pray, ask Holy Spirit to show you the areas of your life that need to change. Whether it's a hard thing, a habit, a mindset, or relationship thing, God will often use these quiet hours to reveal the areas that you've strayed from His purpose. Don't rush through this process. Allow Holy Spirit to work in you, pruning away the spiritual things that are holding you back so that you can walk in freedom and purpose. This is the time to surrender completely, to let God get in your life and let go of your own understanding and trust that God's way is better. One of the most critical things to do when you are awakened during these hours is to intercede for others. Yeah, God may be calling you to pray not only for yourself, but others who need a spiritual breakthrough. Ezekiel 22 and 30, God says, I look for someone among them that will build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the Lamb, so I would not have to destroy. But I found no one. God is always looking for intercessors, people who will stand in the gap for others. He is waking you early in the morning hours. Maybe He just wants you to intercede for someone, some family member, some friend, some spouse, or someone you don't even know. Intercessory prayer in these moments is powerful because you're praying for a place from a place of quiet authority. Distractions of the day haven't crept in. Now you can focus entirely on the needs of others, whether praying for healing, salvation, or breakthrough. Know that your prayers are reaching heaven. The Bible tells us in James 5 and 16, the prayers of a righteous person is powerful and effective. When you intercede during these sacred hours, you are partnering with God in His work. He will move on behalf of your prayers, bringing deliverance and healing you are in the gap for. This is a time that is also an opportunity to seek God for clarity in your calling. If you haven't, or if you have been struggling with direction, unsure about which way you should go, these early hours can be when God reveals His plan. Jeremiah 33, verse 3 says, call to me and I will answer. Tell you great and hidden things you haven't known. When the world is asleep, your mind is quiet and God can speak clearly about your future. He can give you vision, dreams, and a revelation about what He has in store for you. Be open to whatever He may reveal and don't be afraid to ask for guidance. When you are awakened during these hours, it's not just about what you do in that moment, but also about how you prepare for the day ahead. This is a time for setting the tone for your day, a time before the world demands your attention. This is truly an opportunity to get in the lane of God's will. Proverbs 16 and 12 says, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and He will establish your plans. By committing your day to God during these early hours, you are inviting Him to guide your steps. You're asking Him to lead you in the path of righteousness, to open doors that need to be opened and close those doors that need to be closed. In addition to praying for your day, ask God to fill you with His Spirit. Yeah, it's important. Ephesians 5 and 18 says to be filled with the Spirit. This is not just a one-time event, but something we must continually seek to be filled with God's Spirit. Between 2 and 5 a.m., ask Holy Spirit to empower you for the assignment or task ahead, be it family responsibilities, work, ministry, whatever. You need His strength and wisdom to navigate the challenges of the day. Invite Holy Spirit to guide your words, actions, and your every decision so that everything you do reflects God's glory. Another thing when you are awakened in the early hours is to spend time in gratitude. Philippians 4 and 6 says, encourage us to present our requests to God with thanksgiving. That means give thanks, be thankful. while praying, don't forget to thank God for what he has already done in your life. And for your life, gratitude shifts from focus from what you don't have to focus to what you do have. It puts your heart in the lane with God's goodness and reminds you he is faithful. During these hours, make the conscious effort to thank God for his provisions, protection, and promises. Gratitude will keep you grounded and remind you that even in the challenges, God has worked all things for your good already. Lastly, as you spend time with God during these early morning hours between 2 and 5 a.m., don't forget to be expecting. Amen. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 11:6, without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone that comes to him must believe that he exists and reward those who honestly seek him. Between 2 and 5 a.m., we need to offer God by coming before him with expectation that he will speak, move, and reveal his will to us. Expect him to give you wisdom, answer your prayers, and show you a new thing. Expectations is a key part of faith, and God honors those who come to him with a heart full of faith. When we embrace these early morning hours, that is a sacred time when God is with us, and you are positioning yourself for a life of greater intimacy with him. Waking up at this time isn't just an ordinary event. It's a divine invitation from God. He is waking you for a deeper relationship with him. Time of prayer, worship, and revelation. An opportunity to align yourself in his will, to hear his voice, and to intercede for others. Just as Jesus sought solitude to connect with the Father, you too are being drawn into the presence to receive direction, wisdom, and spiritual empowerment. Do this with an open heart, knowing that God has specific blessings and breakthroughs waiting for you. I pray that as you respond to God's wake-up call, he shall pour out his blessings upon you, guiding your steps, and fill your heart with his peace and wisdom and spirit. May his presence cover you, and may he grant you strength to carry out his purpose in your life for abundance. Amen, amen, and amen.